Blog Talk Radio.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned and He's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, although sometimes you have blessing, and you need it right.
song is He's Working It Out For You, Shirley Caesar. He's working everything out for each and every one of us. Isn't that a blessing to hear and know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is working it out? All we have to do is give it to Him and leave it there, and He will show you that He's working it out, because He's on your side in everything we seek and to do, His perfect will. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm Sister Ruby Lowry, the co-host and evangelist, Adrian Bernard, the founder and host, is on the broadcast too, but I'm going to open up today. So we greet you all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Good evening, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. I am your host, again, Sister Ruby, co-host. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. Join us daily Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Also on Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific time, Minister Billy Burns and her husband host They Overcame, a time to share your powerful testimonies. And on Join Us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. We want, before we go into our worship centers where the Lord has placed us, we can call out and cry out, and the Lord will answer us, and we will go in with the praise and the anointing into our assembly. So come and join us every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and Evangelist Bernard is over that Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Again, our area code is 858-683-1334, and that's for the Saturday broadcast too, They Overcame. We welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Or mail us any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Again, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. And you are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that we are airing live as we speak. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn you back over to Evangelist Bernard. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. Such a wonderful blessing. Thank God for your Sister Ruby. I just really praise God for her and just thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. That song, say, God is working it out for you. How many know that God is working it out for us? See, we just can't say these things. We have to believe it. Once we confess it with our mouth, we have to believe that it's actually going to take place. Hey, ain't no question. There ain't no doubt. We have to believe that God is working it out. He's working it out for us today. Amen, amen. Who's, is anybody on the line? Sister Ruby, we're going to have some testimonies and play a few songs for you all today. We just feel like God is doing some great and marvelous things in the lives of his people, and many times we don't have an opportunity to share what God is doing. Not about us, but what the Lord is empowering us to do. Because if God don't empower us, we can't do anything. Is it anybody on the line that can open up with prayer? If not, I'll go for it. God, I bless you today.
Sister T?
Sister T, we love Sister T. Hallelujah. If you're in a place, Sister T, where you can go forth and open up with the word of prayer, and then we'll have Sister T, and she's able to minister a song for us. And we just going to open this broadcast up today because we are God's witnesses. Hallelujah. We want to hear how God has been an effective witness in your life, how this gospel has been a witness for you. Amen. Sister T. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Father God, we just come to you. We can give thanks and honor and praise because you are so worthy, Father. Father, we just thank you today for life itself. We thank you for life. There's so much depth around us today, Father God, and we just want to just thank you for our lives today, Father. We just ask you to cover us with your blood. We ask you to cover the ministry with your blood, Father God. Father, lead us and guide us in the direction you want us to go, Father God. We ask you to cover our children, our family, our decision-making, Father God. We need your help today as we cry out to you, Father. What must we do to be saved and be whole? Father God, we just love and appreciate you. We thank you for another blessed day. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth on today. Father, use us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister T, we just bless the Lord for you today. And I tell you, we didn't have a speaker scheduled today. We just going to do some freestyling and let the Lord just have his way. Hallelujah. I believe God. Jesus, God warned us. We talked about last week how we will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. And Sister Ruby expounded on yesterday how to be an effective witness for the Lord. Amen. Not for ourselves, but for God. Not for ourselves, but for souls. Not for ourselves, but for the kingdom of God. Amen, amen, and we're just so honored and thankful that God has graced us and given us this wonderful privilege to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to teach and preach how to be a witness, to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come, to think on those things that are lovely and all of a good report. Hallelujah. To not shut up our bowels of compassion, our bowels of mercies. Oh, God, if we see our brother, hallelujah, and our sister in need, and we shut up our bowels of compassion, how are we going to be a witness for Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Our subject was, we are witnesses. And Sister Ruby said, but we're witnesses for Jesus. We're witnesses for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Have you done anything wonderful in your life that you want to share with others? Have you done anything wonderful that you want to be a witness for him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We're going to ask Sister T. Sister T, are you in a place, in a quiet place where you can minister a song? And I just want you to testify. Hallelujah. Give a testimony to the people of God and those that are listening around the globe, alive on the internet, on Facebook. Hallelujah. Even on Twitter. Somebody is going to hear about this gospel. Amen, amen. Sister T, God, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Benjamin, I just want to thank God for my life because I remember a couple of years ago when I was so sick that the doctors didn't even know what was wrong with me. And I was in and out of hospitals. And I even remember being cold blue when they had counted me out. They didn't yet count me out. And I seen God save me from that floor in that hospital at the San Joaquin General Hospital and told me to get up and take my bed and walk. So I just thank God for my life today. I thank him because he's been so faithful to me, even when I've been unfaithful. I thank him that he's still keeping me alive to be a willing and willing testimony of what he can and will do. I know he's able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or even think. But I just thank God for life. I thank God you guys have to forgive me today. There's a lot of death surrounding me right now. A few blocks away from where I live, I'm noticing all over the news that they killed a baby and his father in their sleep a couple of blocks from where I live. And even last night, our animal died. So I'm like just asking you guys to keep me in prayer and keep my family in prayer that we just be the daughters and sons that he calls us to be. He wants us to live so we can be able to give people the word and let people know that God is real. God is real. I just see him work miracles in my own life. And I just thank God for who he is and what he's doing right now. Even when it don't feel good, I still have a praise in my heart, and I just love the Lord with all my heart. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have a song. Hallelujah, she said. A baby just been... be found dead. Hallelujah. Men are fathers are killing their own children. If there ever was a time we need to be a witness for the Lord, it is the day we are living in. Hallelujah. I tell you, if there ever was a time when we need to draw near to God, it is now. It is now, people of God. Hallelujah. Saints and friends everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, it is time to draw nigh to God. As I was reading, even in the scripture this morning, I was reading, hallelujah, over in the 24th chapter of Matthew, and the disciples, they came to Jesus, and it was asking Jesus to tell them about these things, about the end and what would be happening. And let me just read these few scriptures into your ear. God, hallelujah, into your ear in the day. And we're going to move on because we want to hear from the women and men of God that's gracing this line and hear a testimony from you. We are witnesses for Jesus Christ. And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus began to expound and tell the disciples. I'm going to start at verse 3. Hallelujah. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man," listen, people of God, "take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name." Some gonna come as a witness, but they're not a witness for Jesus Christ. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled." We're talking about being a witness, a faithful, true witness. "For all these things," Jesus said to his disciples, "they must come to pass, but," here's that "but, the end is not yet. We're living in the days of trouble. We're living in the days of the tribulation. We're living in the days of the mark of the beast. It's in session right now. We won't be able to buy or sell, hallelujah, unless you take that mark. Who's going to stand up and be a witness for Christ? Who's going to stand up and not be ashamed of this gospel? Verse 7 says, I'm going to read this today, hallelujah, because the Lord woke me up with this today. For nation shall rise. When I look at the news and you don't hear anything nice, everywhere there's trouble, everywhere there's rumors of wars. He said, hallelujah, don't be troubled. He said, don't be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. So when you hear about fathers killing children and mothers drowning and murdering their children, don't be deceived. Fathers molesting and raping their daughters and their sons. The Bible said, don't be troubled, for the end is not yet, but trouble is here. Verse 7 says, for nation shall rise against nation. Don't we see it? Don't we see right in this nation, hallelujah, that the nations are rising up against America? Hallelujah, and nations, brothers and sisters, fighting against one another. Hallelujah, Ishmael and Isaac, this was already prophesied. He said, in kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Don't you see the famine is in the land? And pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. But we have to stand firm. We have to be a witness for Christ. And verse 8, here we go. I say it, Saul. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Yes, your family members taking you to the law, lying on you, getting on, taking the witness stand and perjuring themselves. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Their life conflicts with yours. Hey, glory, if you have taken on the name of Jesus, if you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to be a witness, they're going to rise up against you. Hey, he said, it shall kill you. This is Bible, people of God. Don't be troubled, and you shall be hated. Listen to this, Sister T, Sister Ruby, and whoever else on the line. Hallelujah. This is the word. Hey, God, I wasn't speaking today. We're going to do some testimonies, but I got to give you this, what the Lord gave me this morning as I begin to just meditate upon this thing. We are witnesses. Who don't stand up for the truth? Who don't stand up for God's truth? Who's going to stand up in behalf of God and his righteousness and his holiness? Who's going to take the stand? Hallelujah. Who's going to bear false witness against my Lord and Savior? We know that they bear false witness. They lied on him. Hallelujah. But for this cause did he come. Oh, glory to God. And he said, and you shall be hated. I'm at verse 9. We in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9, it says, and ye shall be hated, hated of all nations. Don't you know the nations hate America? They hate this United States. Oh, glory to God for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended. They're going to be offended. How they're going to be offended? They're going to be offended because guess what? They're going to seek out how to kill you. They're going to seek out how to destroy you. They're going to seek out how to slander your name. Hallelujah. And shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many, listen to this. We have verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many of the saints are falling by the wayside. Some of those that accepted the truth, Sister Ruby, they believed and turned from the truth, and they believe in a lying wonder. They believe in a lie rather than the truth. They have walked away from the truth. They have walked away from the covering. Hallelujah. Now they have exposed themselves. They're not covered in God's blood anymore. That's why he said, here's my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, if they would turn from their wicked ways, pray, seek my face, then will we hear from heaven. Well, you better watch, God. We have to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. We have to stand even when we don't feel like it. We have to stand even when we don't see our way. We have to stand when folks lie on us. We have to stand when they take us to the unjust judge. We can't bring our brothers and our sisters to the unjust judge. But if you have leaders that's not in their rightful place, if you have leaders that's not witnessing for the Lord, they're all about greed. They're all about position. You better watch them, because they're not concern about your soul. They're not watching for your soul. They're trying to get their pockets fat. They're trying to compete with one another, but that's not the will of God. That's not being an effective witness for the Lord. Let me go on. The Lord gave me this today, but I said we're going to have some testimonies, and we still are, but we got some. We got to speak this word into your hearing. We have to download this word into your spirit. Oh, God, I bless you. He said, and then shall many be offended. And I read that one. Let's read 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because, we're at verse 12, Matthew 24, verse 12. And because iniquity, what is iniquity? Iniquity is sin. Sin and more sin and more sin and more sin. Hey, that we've gotten so far away from the gospel. We've gotten so far away from the truth that we're calling good evil and evil good. Oh, this is Bible today. He said it all deceived many. And because iniquity, sin, continuous sin, shall abound, which you mean is still going forth. Men are still worshiping idol gods. Men are still walking around with lust. Hallelujah, with all kind of damnable things in their spirit. No love for one another. They done waxed cold. Hallelujah. And that's that next verse. The love of many shall wax cold. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? The love of many, the people that you once loved, the people that you once respected, the people that you once gave your tithes and your offering to, you don't care about them anymore. Matter of fact, you done walked away from everything that was true. God, now you on the devil's territory. And guess what? He going to sift you. He going to sift you like wheat. Hallelujah. When you leave the truth and then you start giving heed to what? Seducing spirits. And them seducing spirits, they come to lure you. They come to take you out. They come to get you out of the truth and bring you into a lie. Yeah, where you can further be deceived, where your soul can be damned. Oh, God. The verse 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, those that are willing to go through, those that are willing to suffer as evildoers. He said, be not weary in well doing, for we will reap if we faint not. It's no time to faint. It's time to be witnesses. It's time to stand for truth. Hallelujah. He says, all that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But here's the key verse where we're talking about being a witness for Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, and this gospel of the kingdom, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. Hallelujah. This gospel has to be preached for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. See, this gospel haven't been preached to every nation. Everybody haven't heard this gospel, because God would be an unfaithful God to send somebody to the lake of fire and nobody have told them about this gospel. Nobody have told them that Jesus saves to the utmost. Ah, God, I thank you. I thank you, God. So let's drop down. Woo, God, let's drop down. In verse 22 says, no, let's go to first. Hallelujah. Verse 20, we're going to drop down. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Pray that you don't expire in the winter or on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. But watch this. And verse 22 says, and except those days be shortened, if the letter don't shorten the days, hallelujah, this is Bible. This is not Sister Benoit just rambling off, because I don't have anything better to do. Oh, but I can speak God's word. This is God's word. This is his holy word. Ain't about me. It's not about me. It's about God. It's about his righteousness. It's about his holiness. It's about his witnesses. God, I bless you today. And he said, if he didn't shorten the days, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened, that if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ. False Christ, they're on the scene. They're predicting when the end gonna be. But Jesus already told them in his word, no man nor the hour. Oh, God, I bless you. He said, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, but it's not possible, because God said, I know them that are mine, my sheep, they know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. He said, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Who are the very elect? Those that have been chosen of God, those that have been washed in the blood, those that have gone through great tribulations, those that have suffered, hallelujah, those that have not denied Christ, those that have put on the full armor of God, those that are witnessing every day about this gospel. Ah, God, I tell you, hey, Jesus, hallelujah, we are the very elect. We are the witnesses for Jesus Christ. And because of us, the earth yet remains. The earth yet remains. And God is still having mercy because of his faithful witnesses. He said, Jesus said, behold, I have told you before, wherefore they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert. Don't you believe these lying wonders? Don't you believe them when they tell you Jesus is in the desert? Go not through it. Behold, he is in the sacred chamber. Believe it not. Don't believe the lie, but believe the truth. Oh, God gave me that this morning. Well, glory to God. Now, turn the chapter, that same chapter. Just flip it back to Matthew 5. Oh, God. See, we are witnesses. Hallelujah. You have to have a testimony. You have to tell people what God has done for you. Matthew 5, verse 13. Oh, God. Oh, you gave it to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt, we are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. If you have lost your zeal, if you have lost your enthusiasm, if you have lost your love and your joy for the truth, your joy for being a witness of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out. He said, I'm going to spill you out and to be trodden under foot of men. 14 says, ye are the light. We are the witnesses of Jesus Christ. We are the light of the world. Don't let nobody make you to feel that you are downtrodden, that you are cast down, that you are forsaken. Hallelujah. That you are distressed, that you are in despair. Don't let them make you feel like that. Stand up and tell them, I'm a witness for Jesus Christ. I'm a child of the King. I belong to a royal priesthood. My Father, hallelujah, he owns the earth. Hallelujah, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in the earth, they belong to God. I am a child of the King, and because I am a child of the King, I have some rights. My Father is obligated to me. My Father has to come to my rescue. He has to aid and assist me in everything that I go through. That's why I can say, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock. Lead me to a rock, Jesus, that is higher than I. And what is that rock? That rock is Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, you got to know that you have a rock. You have to know that you have a hiding place in God. And once you're in that hiding place, can't nobody tamper with you. Can't nobody pollute you. Can't nobody indoctrinate you. Can't nobody deceive you. Can't nobody seduce you, because you're in the hiding place. That hiding place is Jesus. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city, we are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. We don't have to hide. When we need a hiding place, go to the rock. Go to the rock. Hallelujah. And verse 15 says, neither do men light. I'm going to stop at 16 because the Lord has. Oh, glory to God. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So, verse 16, if you're going to be a witness for Jesus Christ, this is what you have to do. Let your light so shine before men. You don't have to boast. You don't have to walk around with your Bible in your hand. Oh, God, all you need is the Holy Ghost, and it'll give you what to speak in that now. You don't have to tell nobody I'm evangelist. I'm pastor. I'm prophetess. I'm apostle. I'm a bishop. He said you'll know them by their fruit. If you don't see any visible fruit, you better escape to the hills. Ah, God, run to the mountains, run to the hills. Hey, glory, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. All of our help witnesses, it comes from Christ Jesus. So it says, verse 16, and then I'm going to open up the lines. Whoever is on there, that, oh, God, a testimony, whoever is on there needs to say they are witnesses for Christ today. You need to declare and decree, ah, for the Lord I live and the Lord I'm going to die. I don't care. Oh, Jesus, if I die without all the trappings of this world, they don't mean nothing to me. They're only here for a moment. Because these earthly treasures, they're going to be dissolved. These earthly treasures, they're going to be cast into the sea. Oh, but what you must be concerned about today, people of God, is your spirit. Soul. Your soul have to dwell somewhere. Your soul have to live somewhere. And that's why Sister Ruby taught so effectively on yesterday about being the purpose of being a effective witness, the purpose of witnessing. Ah, you just can't talk about this thing and not live it. You have to live this thing. So it says, let your light shine. If we're going to be an effective witness, let our light shine before men that they may see your good works. See, they see your good works, but you know these folks are jealous. People are jealous of you, and they won't even tell you, hey, you're doing a good work. Then you got to take on the spirit of Nehemiah and say, you got to know that you're building an army for the Lord. Tasha Cobb said, there's an army rising up. When you know who you are and you know the assignment that God has given you, don't be intimidated. Don't let nobody back you in a corner. Because when they back me in a corner, I'm going to call on that name, the name that is above every name. I'm calling on Jesus. Hey, he's going to come to my rescue. Yes, we say all the time, he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. And if you call on him, he answer prayers. We had a little slip that we got off of Facebook, and it had some emergency numbers. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Some emergency numbers. And they said, call these numbers in case of an emergency. When you're in sorrow, call John 14. When you have sin, call Psalm 51. We're talking about being a witness today. When you're worried, call Matthew 6:19-34. When you're in danger, call Psalm 91. When your faith needs stirring, call Hebrews 11. When you feel down and out, call Romans 8:31. When you want peace and rest, call Matthew 11:25-30. When the world seems bigger, this is a big one here. When the world seems bigger than the God that you serve, call Psalm 90. When your pockets are empty, call Psalm 37. When you are low and filter, call Psalm 23. When you grow bitter and critical, call 1 Corinthians chapter 13. For how to get along with other men, call Romans 12. If you are depressed, call on Psalm 27. If people seem unkind, call John 53. John 15, and let me tell you another one to call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you feel like you can't make it, when you begin to doubt God, doubt that you are faithful witness of God, then I want you to go turn to, hallelujah, and call. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, glory to God. Call Proverbs chapter 3, and it says 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. When you're undecided and you have to make some decisions, like Sister T said, you have to make some critical decisions and you're not certain of what to do when you don't know what to do. Call up Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6. Say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your pants. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I bless him today. Let's go back. I didn't finish that last verse. Oh, God. Oh, he said, let your light so shine. We're back at Matthew 5:5-16. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I'm going to end on that. But let me tell you, hallelujah, as I begin, as I drove and dropped off my grandson this morning, I took him by the hand and I prayed for him. I said, Lord, hallelujah, go with this boy. Hey, God, give him a mind to do the right thing. Lord, let me live to see him graduate. Lord, strengthen him. Change his heart, God. Let him get focused this year. He's the last one. I raised four grandchildren and a niece. Never saw a day like today. Five children. Daughter was murdered. Hallelujah. Took her four children. Sister went to prison, took her daughter, and he's the last one. And I never saw a day like today. Oh, but I'm reminded of David. He said, I once was young. Oh, but now I'm old. That's my testimony today. I once was young. Oh, when I got these children 20 years ago in the other 14 years ago, I was a young woman, but now I'm old. Oh, but I can tell you today, people of God, that I've never seen the righteous. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never witnessed the righteous forsaken. I've never seen them outdoors. I never seen them begging for bread. Oh, any time you need some help, all you got to do is call on the faithful witness. Who is the faithful witness? Who is the true witness? The true witness, the faithful witness is Jesus Christ. He said, I'll never leave you. When your mother and your father forsake you, hallelujah, the Lord said, I'll take him up. Oh, God, you know, my mother is still in the land of the living, and I thank God for my mother. Oh, but my mother can't give me no peace. My mother can't give me no joy when nobody's there. In the wee hours of the morning, when my heart is overwhelmed, all I can call on is that rock. That rock is Jesus. I love my mother. Oh, God, but she's a human being. She's made of flesh. Hallelujah. We all have the same mind sometimes. time. Oh, God, and I have to fall on my knees. I got to lay prostrate before God. And I said, Lord, you told me in your word when my mother and my father, when they forsake me, you said you would take me up. Oh, God, I'm looking to you, Jesus. I can't call my friends. They don't understand what's going on. They don't know how my heart, hallelujah, my heart aches. They don't know the troubles that I've seen. They have shared and know some of the life experiences that I've had. Oh, but they don't know about me and Jesus. They don't know that I've had a fresh encounter with God. They don't know some of the secret things in my heart. Oh, but God knows the secret things. He knows the hidden things. He knows the things that you can't utter. He knows the things in your heart that you petition him for. If you tell folks what you're asking God for, hallelujah, they wouldn't understand it, Sister Ruby. They wouldn't understand. Oh, they wouldn't understand how I wake up in the midnight hour. And I'm thinking about my daughter. Hallelujah, I'm thinking about my son. And tears just well up in my eyes. I think about my grandmother and some of the advice they used to give me that I failed to give heed to. Oh, but God is a good God. Oh, God is a merciful God. He is the true witness. He is the faithful witness. So I have to call on him. I have to trust him. Oh, in everything. I have to give him thanks. In everything, I have to tell him how much I love him. In everything, I say, Lord, I'm going to be a witness. I don't care what folks say about me. I don't care how they slander my name. I don't care what they may think. Oh, but I know one thing. I've sold out myself. I've sold out. I've given my life to the Lord. If he don't ever do anything else, Beverly Crawford said, if he never does anything else for me, he's done enough. He's done enough. But while you're on this earth, you're still asking the Lord for more. Lord, I'm asking you for more prayer. Give me more time to give myself over to you. Lord, I'm asking for increase in my prayer life, in my study life. Help me to get into your word, God, a little bit more. Help me, Lord God, to not be selfish. Help me to think about somebody else and what they're going through. Help me to pray for my brothers and sisters. Help me to say, Lord, I thank you for Sister Ruby. I thank you for Sister T. I thank you for my Sister Dawn. I thank you for Sister Cammie. I thank you for Sister Albertine. Oh, God, I thank you for Pastor Hamilton. I thank you for all those people, all the 50,000 folks that have listened to this broadcast. I thank you for the 20 minutes, the 20 months that you have allowed us to come on this broadcast. I don't take it for granted. I don't know why he loved me. I don't know why he chose me. But, Lord, I thank you. And because you have been so gracious, you've been so loving, I won't abuse this right. I won't abuse this privilege. This is a privilege, and I can't abuse it. I can't sell out for a dollar bill. I can't sell out for a position or a title. I can't sell out for a house. I can't sell out for no tangible things. I can't sell out for a full head of weave. I can't sell out. Oh, you're no more. Well, you've been mighty good to me, God. Oh, gosh, and I want to give somebody else, the other listeners, an opportunity to tell about that witness that's in your life. Tell what God has done for you. Ah, oh, God, I bless you. Oh, it's back to you, Sister Ruby. Oh, God, I bless you. Oh, yeah, no, she. Oh, you've been faithful. Oh, you are the true witness. You are the true witness, Lord. Oh, you are the true witness. God, I bless you. Oh, Jesus. Nobody but you, God. There's nobody greater than this witness. Oh, I love you today, Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, God. Oh, but we want you to pour out your spirit as you have already declared in your word. You said in the last days you was going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord God. Oh, let my sons and my daughters be those that you pour out your spirit to. You promised me that, God. You said you would save my children. You said my children's children. And as many as the Lord thy God should call, you said we would be witnesses unto you in Samaria and Judea, hallelujah, in every other part of the world. Oh, we love you today, God. Sometimes God don't want nobody. And sometimes he don't allow you to call nobody. Hallelujah, because he want to. Hallelujah, he wants to be heard. I don't call your friends today. All of your sisters and brothers in the crowd. He said, don't call them today. Hallelujah. He said, well, that's two or three touching and agreeing. Sometimes we get caught up in numbers. Well, everybody. Oh, but I know one thing. As long as I remain in the earth, I know the rapture haven't taken place. Because when the rapture takes place, and the trumpet is sound, yeah, Sister Adrian going home to be with the Lord. So when I don't see but two or three people on the line, yeah, God, it assures me that God am came, that Jesus has not cracked the sky. Oh, I bless him today. Oh, God. I got no more shot. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sister Ruby, huh?
Ooh, yeah, right.
You can give a testimony.
We have a new, that I don't know the
Jesus.
Number. 858-4502, your line is open.
858-4502.
Hello. Yes, go ahead. Your
praise
line is open. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes, praise the Lord.
Ooh,
first
glory.
Of all, glory to God, glory to God. I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for this testimonial. Thank you for just the uplifting and spiritual praying that is taking place right now on the Blog Talk Radio Show. I thank God right now for what he's doing. I thank God for just, you know, when we're down and out, we can just go to somebody who understands our problems, Lord Jesus.
When the
flesh don't understand us.
When
we are rejected, when we know we're in right and doing in God's will, and we're standing on your word, Lord. We're just standing for you, Lord Jesus. I just say thank you, Lord, for hearing us, Lord. Because you said, Lord, you said this. You have no respect for flesh but the spirit.
Come on.
So I'm going to go with the spirit of the Lord and let him conquer everything on this earth realm. I thank you, Lord, for when right now there's people that's out of jobs right now. And
come
I say, Lord, we're going to lean to you for understanding, because sometimes when you just take us out of our comfort zone, we got to understand that it is God's will, what he wants us to do. And when you take us out of our comfort zone, and some of us got so much pride in us,
Come on, man of God.
We can't do this. We can't do that. Oh, no, 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 no. But you know what? God say, look, you ain't giving me the glory. You're not giving me the glory. And when you don't give me the glory, you don't give me the glory, you're not going to get what you're going to get. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how much power you have. I don't care who you think you are on this earth rim, but when God says I'm going to stop it because you don't give me the praise, I thank God for you. I thank God for his almighty justice, not man's justice. I thank God for knowing our hearts right now. I thank God for his almighty grace. I thank Lord for scratching his arms out on the people who need some healing right now, Lord
Jesus.
I want you to stretch your arms out there for people who are in a financial burden right now, Lord
Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Lord
Jesus. I want you to just come on out and put your love on this earth, Lord Jesus. Because,
God.
See, we have lacked love on this earth. It doesn't take much to say, I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. We can't show our hearts to people. We are all about ourselves being selfish. But
come
Lord,
on, man of God.
I'm going to pray, Lord, and say, take your way, have your way. Have your way, Lord, because
have
I know you're coming.
Way,
Lord, I know you are coming soon, Lord Jesus, to take over.
Jesus.
And I still believe. I believe, Lord. That's why you have to be right and holy
come
in your
on.
Soul. Because those of you who don't believe Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth,
come on.
Get out. And this earth rim, one day,
you'll
find out and when it's time to leave that Jesus is real. And that's why I said, I thank you, Lord, and I thank you all for this time to meditate on God right now. And
come
thank
on,
you
come
for
on.
What's going on? Because I said, Lord, I know, Lord, even in my problems right now, Lord, I can go to the cross and
come
say,
on.
Look, let me just lean on you, Lord. I'm taking all my burdens to the cross.
Come on.
And if anything you have going on, anybody that don't like what I'm doing, I'll take it to the cross because
thank
I know
you Jesus.
To Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you, Lord. Every day in this walk, thank you for your word, for what you stand on, Lord. I thank you for New Testament, Old Testament. I thank you for prophecy, Lord Jesus, that
come
you give
on, come on.
I thank you for everything, the oils that you, all the tools that you give us, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because
hallelujah.
You are the man who you say you are in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, we thank the Lord for you, man of God. Can you give us your name and tell us who invited you or how did you hear about the radio broadcast?
Well,
Lord,
I was on Blog Talk Radio, and I just saw your show. And when I heard the song, He Is Working It Out by Shirley Caesar, I said, well, I need to listen because I just...
All right.
It's a motivation for me. And when you can get to Jesus' message and song, I just felt I needed to listen to you. So
My God. Now, are you on Blog Talk also?
Yes, I am. I'm on Blog Talk. No, I'm not on Blog Talk Radio. No, I'm just a listener.
Just a listener. Okay, well, give us your name, and we certainly... Thank God for you, man of God. Are you a minister?
No, I'm not a minister.
You just now ministered the word. That was the word. So you better have a little talk with Jesus, honey, because you was ministering effectively.
You know, I asked God for that, for ministry, and you know, I want God to prophesize. I want to not only just have prayer, but I want God to minister to me too and give fresh
word of God.
And I'm just hungry and thirsty right now for God. for God's true word and prophecy. And that's the direction I want to head to in my life, to give me revelation and let me stand on his will and minister to our people out here, minister to our children out here.
Yes,
because
yes.
our children are needing spiritual help.
Yes, Lord.
Need it. So as they go back to school, you know, I want to do some things with our children that schools can't do.
How
to walk. Schools can't teach our children in the classroom effective behavior because they don't have themselves at home because the parents are not being taught what's right and wrong.
Glory to God.
How to teach our children. So I want to do some things that God, I want him to reveal it to me on how to effectively, especially with our children in inner cities and rural areas.
Yes, Lord, yes.
So effectively lift up with God first, and then they can do the thing in their school systems.
What a wonderful request.
Yes, yes. So,
what a wonderful request. What is your name? Can you give us your name?
Yes, my name is Jermaine, and I'm calling from state of Ohio.
State of Ohio, my God. Well, email me. I'm calling you with the Lord spoke in my spirit, said ministry. Glory to God. You said no, but just to hear your heart and what you'd like to do, the thirst and the hunger that you have for the children and for our awareness to be shaken. You know, sometimes God got to shake some things. Amen. And
yes,
you certainly have ministered the dead minister, Jermaine. So drop me an email and give where I can have your number and you can come on. We certainly welcome you to come and visit us on this broadcast at any time. The Lord give you a word. You are certainly, we are a platform where the Lord has given us this platform to open it up, not for us to preach and teach every day, but for us to extend that platform to others that may have a word and, you know, they may not have a platform where they can speak what the Lord have given them. So we just appreciate you calling in and sharing that awesome word that you just shared with us today. God bless you. Amen.
Yes.
And you see our profile, you'll see our email address on there, and we certainly would love to hear from you and come back and fellowship with us or come back and minister the word. I hear the Lord say minister. And before you go, let me just offer up a word of prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you've heard Brother Jermaine. Hallelujah. You've heard what his heart just spoken. And he said all he wants is to hear from you. All he wants is to thirst and hunger after more of your righteousness, after more of your divine will for his life. Lord God, you say we have not because we ask not. And you said if we ask, we shall receive. Hallelujah. You have already made that request known before two or three of your witnesses on this line. Now, God, I hear ministering in your, I hear minister in my spirit. Hey, glory to God.
Glory
to God. Children need help. His heart is about helping the children and teaching the young women and the young men how to be effective, how to keep themselves from the lures of this world. Hallelujah. So we asking you, Lord God, to minister daily to this man of God. Strengthen him, God, and give him the tools, equip him with the tools that he needs to do ministry.
Yes.
Man, God, I hear ministry. This is your first time coming on the broadcast. I don't know you, but the Lord knows you and the Holy Ghost knows you. And I
hear
ministry is in you.
Lord.
Glory to God. Ministry.
God.
Hallelujah. You
yes,
can't
Lord.
Do effective ministry without the love of God dwelling
yes,
on
Lord.
The inside. You have to have love. Love has to be manifested. Love has to be
yes.
demonstrated. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we asking you, Lord God, to continue to manifest and demonstrate the love that's in this man of God's heart, Lord God, and not the desires of his heart. God, you said if our ways please you, you would give
yes,
us
Lord.
The desires of our heart. You told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all
yes,
of his righteousness. And you said all of the things shall be added unto us. This man of God did not request things. He said he's the one of greater thirst and a hunger after your righteousness and
yes,
your
Lord.
Will for his life. Now granted, in the name of Jesus, we stand in an agreement with you, Brother Jermaine, and Minister Jermaine, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. We
name
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord God.
Oh,
glory to
God.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you
yes.
for tuning in on today.
Thank
if you,
you.
Got, are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not on Facebook.
Okay.
But I do email and way of contacts and
all right, okay. Well,
radio.
You can also visit our archives on Blog Talk Radio and listen to some of the other messages, or you can visit our website. We're at www.newdestinyministriesplural.com, and we're certainly so happy to have you to join and call in and participate on the broadcast on the day. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you and keep you. God bless you and your family, and I thank you all. I love you all.
Amen, amen. God bless. We love you.
Yes.
Back to
yes.
you, Sister Ruby.
Sister Donna.
God already have somebody.
Sister Donna.
Yes, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Sister Donna. We miss you.
I miss you, too. I've been trying to catch you guys. I've just been so busy at work that I'm not able to get you during the day.
I understand.
And I just needed to strength today. I said, look, despite what happens, I'm going to strengthen myself while I'm at work and listen to the word. And you know I'd love to hear you bring that word, woman of God. It's, the anointing is getting stronger and stronger on you, and it's just such an inspiration to me. I just love to hear you bring that word, and it really blessed my soul. I feel just totally renewed in my spirit, and I love you guys. Thank you so much for that.
Amen, amen. Did you have a testimony?
You know, I'm going through right now. I'm going through, and I'm
right,
just trusting
right.
God. I know I'm coming out with victory. It's just
hey, you
doing
say
my
it.
Job,
that's key right
family,
there.
Like every area, I just have to stay prayed up and continue to, you know, stay strengthened in the Lord and just keep my eyes on Him and just I'm claiming victory in advance over all things.
All right, all right. Well, we're looking for a praise report because whatever is going on, guess what? You already got the victory. God has already gone before you, Sister Donna. You've been, glory to God. You've been faithful, and I read some of your messages. Just know that God is working. That song that Minister Jermaine said he heard that drew him to call into this broadcast. Shirley Caesar said he's working it out. God is working it out for you. Glory to God, he's working it out for you, Sister Donna. Don't be discouraged. You said the key word, victory, because the battle belongs to the Lord. But the victory, God is giving the victory to us. Amen. So you be encouraged. You be strengthened, woman of God, and know that no weapon, he didn't say the weapons wouldn't be formed. They're going to create weapons. They're going to be formed. But just know that every weapon that has been created, every strategy that the enemy has already implemented, God is aborting it. Hallelujah, and it will not prosper. Hey, glory, the victory is yours. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree it today, and we stand in agreement with you. Whatever is going on, hallelujah, God going to turn it around. Hey, I hear, turn around. God is turning around, woman of God. You just continue to trust him. You just continue to look to him. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't take your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the prize, because this too shall pass, say the Lord. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah. But the Lord delivered them out of them all. So don't worry, that's just a light affliction. And the light afflictions, they only endure for a moment. They're only for a moment. That's Bible. They're only for a moment. Hallelujah. Because God said if we suffer with him, if we go through, if we endure, hey, glory to God, he's got a reward waiting for us. All those that diligently go through, hey, he has a reward. So you be encouraged, woman of God. He ain't through. Hallelujah. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Hey, is God going to be victorious? He never lost the fight. Hey, glory to God, the fight is already fixed. And we're going to come out on the winning team. Hey, glory, hallelujah. So God bless you. I understand when you're on your job, certain things you can't do. And how the enemy is laying off folks every day, honey. It's a blessing to be at work. So you do what you have to do, but just know that God is in there with you. You're not alone. If God is for you, he more than the world is against you. Hey, be encouraged. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I love you guys. Oh, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
God,
you,
knew what we had need of today. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Anybody else, Sister Ruby?
Evangelist Doris. Evangelist Doris.
Yes.
Evangelist Doris.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Your line is open. Go forth.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless everyone on the line. I am so blessed listening to everything. And when Evangelist Bernard was praying and giving her supplication, she was definitely all the way in the spirit, and she was praying for, asking God for increase in the prayer life and spending more time in his presence. And that's, I was like, wow, that's exactly what I'm praying for. So basically she was speaking to me, and I'm asking God to really give me more strength and grace to be able to pray more and to spend more time in his presence. And I know I'm a work in progress, and I know he has a plan for my life, and I just need prayer. I need support in God just really using me and increasing my prayer life a little bit more. Thank you so much. I'm really blessed.
Well, you've been in my heart. You've been in my heart, Evangelist Doris, you and your husband. So you haven't heard from me, but, you know, sometimes you got to, when you are intervening and interceding for others, sometimes the Lord wants you to go through. And sometimes he don't want us to, sometimes we want to pacify folks, you know, and say, you know, no, God don't want you to be pacified. God wants you to be strengthened. And oh God, in the name of Jesus right now, I bring Elder Raymond Cumber before you. Glory to God. Today, and I bring Evangelist Doris before you. You know their hearts. God know your hearts. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He know your hearts. And I wasn't even, I was just going to have some testimonies today. But the Lord took me to Matthew 24 and Matthew 5. He said, tell these words. Hallelujah. So don't you worry, Evangelist Doris. You and your heart keep on looking up to Jesus. God will never, he'll never abandon you. And I don't care what the enemy says, I don't care what the enemy does, God has the final say over your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know what your end is going to be at the beginning. Who else knows our end? No, we don't even know what tomorrow holds, but God knows. So you're going through that. It's only for a season. As I told Sister Donna, these light afflictions, they're only for a moment. They're only for a moment, and everything we're going through is to see what we're made of. See, God wants to see what we're made of. You know, we talk a good game. We
they talk a good game. All the when trouble comes, mm-hmm, and when we can't get our see our way, and we're in the valley of decisions, do you know what? We begin to look to people instead of looking to God. But don't you look to people. Because people will not bring you out. People will abandon you when you at your lowest. Matter of fact, some of them will kick you when you're down. Oh, but God is not that kind of God. Because he said, I'm bringing you through this, dog. I'm bringing you through this, Raymond. Because guess
Amen.
What? I'm trying to purify you. I'm trying to refine you. You're on the potter's wheel. Hallelujah. And sometimes when we on the potter's wheel, hey, glory to God. God wants us to stay there. But sometimes when the blessings begin to come, we get off the potter's wheel. And then we start running with our friends. We start putting our friends in all of these other activities. I'm telling you what thus said the Lord today. We put our friends in these other activities before God, and they take precedence over God. Over God. Hallelujah. When the trouble comes, the Lord want to remind us. He want to remind us. He said, now, I had you in that place, Doris, and you were on the potter's wheel. Oh, but you thought you were ready. Hey, listen, and I ain't throwing off. I'm just telling you what God said to the Lord. You got on too soon. That don't mean that you sin, Sister Doris, but sometimes we prioritize wrong things. We prioritize things that God haven't prioritized. That's why he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Sometimes our intellect and sometimes the gifts and the skills and the talents that we have, we feel like we're doing it. Well, God said, no. I'm reminded as I'm speaking to you, the Lord says, King Nebuchadnezzar, hallelujah, he got beside himself, and God began to bless his kingdom, and then he began to look at Babylon as though it belonged to him. And then the Lord said, hallelujah, he said, look at great Babylon that I have built. You know, Doris and Raymond, look at great Babylon that I have built. And the Lord said, well, let me tell you something. You didn't build this thing. I built it. And to show you that I have built it, and I am the one that blesses, I'm the one that elevates, I'm the one that promotes, I'm the one that demotes. God said, guess what? I'm going to send you out into the beast of the field, and you're going to be with the beast. And look what God did to King Nebuchadnezzar. He had him out there with the wild beast, and for 7 years, they said his fingernails was like birds call. Hallelujah. Read about him. And then, after those 7 years was over, oh, God, I bless you today. He restored him. He restored him. He did not let nobody take his place. God preserved his kingdom. He preserved his kingship. But he came to himself. Now, why did it take 7 years? You know what? Because God did that. He could have came out sooner. But God said, I'm going to keep you out there for 7 years until you've learned to listen, until you know that God rules in the heart of men. I am God, and the Lord thy God is a jealous God. That's what we've been talking about, being a witness for God. And see, folks, sometimes we surround ourselves with so many people, and we have so many friends. And long as you're doing good, hey, you got friends everywhere. Oh, but I'm reminded, Bobby Womack sang a song, says, nobody wants you when you're down and out. And see, when you lose your kingship, you can't find a friend nowhere. So you got to go back to the only friend that is a friend to all mankind, and that is Christ Jesus. You have to humble yourself. So this is a season for you to go through. But after you come out of this season, God going to point the way. God going to be the director then. Yeah, God. And you're going to take all of your orders from God. You're not going to take them from nobody else. I don't care about the vice president or the president. There ain't nobody greater than God. These folks are people. They're temporary. They're all in your life for a season. But God will be there for you 24/7. When those folks can't help you, guess what? All they're going to do is sit back and laugh. Some of them take joy in your displeasure. Some of them take joy in your discomfort. Some of them take joy in the things that you're suffering. Oh, baby, but guess what? All you got to do is stand firm and know that I'm coming out of this. Tell yourself every day, I'm coming out of this. I'm going through this for a reason. Oh, God, it wasn't time for me to call you. Hallelujah, because God wanted me to still pray. Oh, God, and give you what thus say the Lord. Hallelujah, because you're coming out, baby. You're coming out. And this time when you come out, you're coming out with a greater resolve. You're coming out with a greater witness. That's where God have us going through things, because he wants us to become a greater witness. He said greater is he that is in us than he in the world. Woo, God. He wants us to have a greater, Sister Doris, a greater witness. And that's what you're going to have. You're going to have a testimony, hallelujah, that's going to bring men and women to their knees. You're going to have a testimony where folks are going to have to come back and repent. They're going to have to come back and repent. And God's going to have them tell the ugly, nasty things that they have done to undermine you. God says that. That's what the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know about shot. Yeah. Hallelujah. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. You're on the powder's with you. God ain't through with you. Hallelujah. And your ladder in is going to be greater. Your ladder in is going to be greater. But this is the time where God is trying to see what you're really made of. If everything that you profess out your mouth, are you really going to adhere to it? Are you really going to stand firm in it? Don't say it today and then next one change your mind. He said ain't no changing. You can't change your mind. Hallelujah. You have to make up your mind. Choose this day, Joshua said. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the gods of your fathers that was on the other side of the flood, or you're going to serve me? And the people say, in Joshua chapter 24, the people say, we are witnesses. So God has a witness. See, man can document. Oh, God, but guess what? There's no documentation that's greater than God. Well, God, I bless you today. Yeah, didn't know how it was going to be. Didn't know who was going to be on the line. But God knows. But I've been praying for you. And you and Elwood, hallelujah. I think I texted him one day last week. Hallelujah. Go back to your first love, Sister Doris. That's all you got to do. Go back to your first love. Your first love is God Almighty. That's your that's your reasonable service, is to give God your life. When you give God your life, he said all this other stuff, these stuff and these things, guess what? I can make them happen in the twinkling of an eye. Before you blink your eyes, I can have you a whole nother house. I can have you a whole nother furnished home. I can have you a whole nother anything you desire, because there's nothing greater than me. Nothing is greater than God. Put him first. Put him first. He's with you. He's proving himself. He keeps on proving himself. He wants us to be proven, though. He wants us to be proven. He wants our record to speak for itself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God bless you. We love you over here. Yeah, you don't almost shy, yeah. Woo, God said, God. So when Jesus told his disciples, he said, I haven't lost none. All that you've given me, Lord, I have kept. kept them. He said all the one that was lost is the one that it was already prophesied that will leave, and that was the son of perdition, Judas. He said, but everyone else that you gave me, no man can pluck them. No man can pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah. Hold on, Sister Doris. It ain't going to be long as you think. He's bringing you out, baby. He's bringing you out. Hey, glory. Hold your head up high and rejoice in the God of your salvation. Rejoice, rejoice. This is rejoicing time. Ain't no time to back up. Ain't no time to be sad. Hey, get you a praise song. Hallelujah. Put on Tasha Cobb, the blood. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. It still works. We had that message once. The blood still works. There is power in the name of Jesus. I break every chain. Put on that song and let that song minister to you. You'll find out that there's an army rising up inside of you. There's an army rising up inside of your husband. There's an army rising up to break every chain. God's going to break those chains. So look for it to happen. God is not a man that he would lie. And the word that we give, I thank God, because yesterday we had a testimony. The word to say, we don't come on this line begging. Our mandate and the mantle that God has put on our lives is for us to teach and preach the doctrine of Jesus, the gospel. Uncompromising. If you never saw a dime, that's all right. Because guess what? We're not here for that. We're here to encourage people. We're here to give them hope. We're here to empower you, to let you know that no, guess what? All things are possible to those that believe. Keep on believing. Woo, God is a great God. Hallelujah. Woo, God, I bless you today, Jesus. You know who needed ministering to the day. Hey, and this is what this about, ministering. Hallelujah. Somebody said yesterday they sold monetarily, firm financially into people's lives. And when they needed a word, they couldn't get a word when they didn't have a dollar or so. That's a sad statement about God, about his people, that you can't say what thus say the Lord unless you put a dollar tag on it. God say I ain't interested in it. Because he said silver and gold, it all belong to me. Everything in the earth belong to me. And heaven and earth have to bow down to me. God bless you. We love you, Sister Dora. Be encouraged. Amen. God, we love you today, Jesus. Tell Ella Raymond we love him. I'm a call. The Lord give me opportunity. Tell me to call. I'm a call. Hallelujah. But just know you all are in my prayers. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister
Hallelujah.
Don. Sister Don.
Sister
Don. We're going to
Sister Albertine. Yeah.
Okay, just a minute. Sister Dawn?
Yes, how you doing today?
Oh, bless yourself. Your line is open.
Okay, Goblet, did you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you was calling me.
Yeah, I did. I had your line open. Evangelist Bernard says, is there any testimony you'd like to give or words or whatever?
I got two or three testimonies, but I won't talk about it today. But God bless you all, and you all have a blessed day. I have company right now.
Okay, then.
Okay, well, God bless you.
God bless you, too.
That's my sister all the way in Irving, Texas. Got my oldest sister, the oldest sibling. God bless you, Dawn. We love you.
Okay, Sister Albertine, your line is open.
Oh, praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, Sister Albertine.
You know, my testimony is just being thankful and grateful for the Lord to just get up in the morning you know, it's not sometimes it's not all about material things, but it's about being in God's presence and be able to read the Bible, be able to hear a word from God, to be able to hear ministry. And that's my testimony, because I've been praying and asking God, you know, how come this, Lord, and how come this situation is this way? And but what we fail to realize sometimes in all of that prayer is just to remember that God woke us up this morning. You know, I'm in good health. I have my legs. I have my arms. I have my children. I still have a roof over my head. You know, and I think about those things that, you know, are to us, they're small, but to others, you have to think. You see people that are homeless. You see people that are tornadoes and storms and earthquakes or tsunamis and who have been totally wiped out and left with nothing. We can get up and go in our refrigerator or watch TV or log on and hear ministry. And there's so many people who can't do that. So I'm just so grateful and so thankful to the Lord for just allowing me to even give anybody a word or, you know, or sometimes, you know, I go out and give out sandwiches to the homeless or I just, to us, I gave a guy $5 yesterday, and he was almost in tears. You know, and to us, $5 is not much, but to someone else, that's like $50,000.
That's, you know, like, go ahead, you're telling the truth.
Yeah, so I my testimony today is just being thankful. I'm thankful that I can read my Bible. I'm thankful that I'm not somewhere where I can't get to a ministry or can't get to. I thank God I can walk outside my door. You know, I thank the Lord that I can get, I got my boys here with me and they're safe and they're not incarcerated. They're not on drugs. They're not in gangs. They're not, you know, I'm thankful for those things. I look at it. I don't have to have a big old pretty house to say, well, Lord, I'm blessed. I don't have to be driving a Mercedes outside to say, Lord, I'm blessed. The blessing is in the word of God. You know, the blessing is the word of God. And the true blessing is being able to share the word of God. You know, my cousin gave her life to Christ yesterday. She got saved. And to me, that's like a beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to do that, not because of a car or a house or any money in a bank, but because of that word of God, our rock and our salvation. That is my spirit, my soul. Everything that I am, I have, is through the grace of God and because of his word. And that's my testimony today, just being thankful. Just being thankful, you know, of life and being able to walk and be able to be here and listen to the word of God. That's my testimony. And I thank Evangelist Bernard, and I, you know, thank you, Sister Ruby, for just your powerful ministry and being able to every day being able to go on and listen. That's a blessing. So fellowship with you and intercede, and I thank you for that. I'm grateful, and I thank you, and God bless you.
We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And I can hear the peace that's in your voice, Sister Albertine. I can hear peace. That's what I'm hearing, peace. I don't perceive any fretting and worrying anymore. I feel a peace. God has given you a peace in the midst of the storm. In the midst of the storm, I hear the peace. I hear the peace. You know, and can't nobody give you that but God.
Yes.
Can't nobody do that for you but God, because nobody knows what you're going through. Only you know. John P. Key sang a song, "You Don't Know My Story." You don't know my story, but I hear peace in your voice. Glory to God. And because of that, mostly, God said he would give us peace that surpasses understanding. And people will never be able to understand the peace that you have because they look at the situation. They see you in the storm. But God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. And I hear that peace.
God, continue to bless her. Continue to keep her with that peace. Ah, glory to God. And as you rest in God with that peace, hey, you don't know no more. God is making a way. Hey, you don't know no more. Shaya, hallelujah. God said, I'll remember you when others forget. God said, I'll remember you, Albertine. People won't remember, but God remembers. Oh, and I bless him for a God that always hears, a God that always answers, a God that always comes to our rescue. Hallelujah. Peace. I love that. Oh, God, peace, peace, peace. I feel that peace. I hear that peace in Sister Albertine. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. He did it to the least of them. Hallelujah. That $5 meant the world to that young man. Ah, no, Shia. It may have not been meant much to me, but it meant something to him. Hey, Shia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, those are the little things. That's what God delights in. The little things is what he gets pleasure in. The little things is what we fail sometimes to give God glory for. Hallelujah. Give me peace any day. I don't care who won the lotto, the Powerball. I'd rather have peace. Hallelujah. God bless me with the Powerball. So be it. Oh, but baby, the peace of God is better than the Powerball. Huh? Glory to God. Yeah, folks frantic and empty, my brother. I got to go play the Powerball. I got to go before the cutoff time. I said, go right ahead. But guess what? I'm serving the Powerball. Serving the master. He is the Powerball. All power belongs to him. Glory to God. Bless you, Sister Albertine. I have enjoyed you all day. Oh, glory to God. And that man of God that got on the line, well, he just don't know. He encouraged me today. God, I bless you.
Sister
anybody
Cammie.
Else, Sister Ruby?
Sister Cammie.
Praise God.
Oh, Sister Cammie, waiting in the wings. God bless you. We love you.
Yeah, I love both of you, Sister Ruby and Evangelist Bernard. I'm just listening in. My testimony is just being able to wake up too, and I'm just gonna say thank God, and I thank God for everything He's doing, and the things that we can't see, you know, but we know that He's doing, you know. So I've been led to read Matthew 6 and John 5. And, you know, understanding that God knows everything we need, you know, so we don't have to keep continuing to pray, you know, about the same thing, but just continue to honor and be obedient. So, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm focused more on that. And I know what's going on, and I'm lining myself up every day with that, that I'm going to receive all the things, all the desires of my heart, because that's what He promised. So I'm just thankful for that, and I'm grateful, and I love you, like I said, every day, all day, and just continue to lift me up in prayer, and I'm praying for, you know, that I make good decisions, and I wait and hear from the Lord, and I'm not impulsive, I'm not impatient, and I don't get discouraged, because those things, you know, are not of God. So I have to continue to know that He heard my prayer, He knows what I need, and, you know, my time is soon. So thank you again. Thank you for your
glory
ministry. Thank you. And I love you and I bless you.
I'm reading now. You say chapter 6 in Matthew. The first thing I went to was, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
Amen.
Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God, Lord, have mercy. You know, and as you go further down, it says, take no thought for raiment,
Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Hallelujah. And then when you drop down, that's one of my verses I love to. Verse 33 says, but seek ye first, we said that earlier, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things. See, and that's what the enemy, Sister Cammy, he wants us to get caught up. The Bible says, wear this world as a loose garment. See, he wants us to, that's what he come to the saints with. Things, you ain't got this, you ain't got that. We're folks, please don't. The Bible said, don't take no thought for none of this stuff. If God take care of the lilies, aren't we more precious than the lilies? My God, don't worry about these things. Mm-hmm. They come and they go. They gonna pass away anyway. But what about your soul? What about your livelihood? Your livelihood is all contained in your soul. So you can have the things, but not have no peace. We were listening to TBN last night, and the man of God said, you know, his grandfather and his father was pastor. He said, but you know what? You could have a pastor, a father in the home and still not have no peace. Still not have no guidance. Still not have no direction. Oh, Lord, we better focus on things that's important, things that are going to last, things that we know that no thief can come in and penetrate, can come in and violate us. Oh, God, lay up yourselves treasure that is in heaven. Oh, Lord, have mercy today. I don't know what to do after I get off this broadcast. All I can do is say, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, help me, help me. Woo, y'all have blessed my soul today. Anybody, God bless you, Sister Cammy. We appreciate you.
Bless you, too. Thank you so much.
I sent you all a text, and the text keep on. So I sent Albertine a text, and you. And the phone keeps saying that it's sending, that it was never sent. So I don't know what's going on with this phone.
Are you sending it to my home or my actual
cell
phone?
No, I sent it to your cell phone.
322?
I think so.
Okay.
I have to check it. I know the one I sent the Albertine is to her cell phone, but my phone is saying it's still sending, it's sending, and that's been since last night. And then when I checked, well, that's another story. I don't want to get into that on the line, but I did, so I have to just check this phone out. Again, it's tangible. So, hey, anything man-made, you just could expect with the malfunction at any time. Amen, amen. So, Sister Ruby, anybody else? We have certainly enjoyed you all today. We won't hear from Sister Ruby if nobody else is left.
Oh, we got Evangelist Joshua on the line. Evangelist Joshua, your line is open.
Oh, bless the Lord. I love you, Evangelist Joshua.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've certainly been listening, and I got to hear all the wonderful testimony. And glad to hear Sister Dora's voice again. Amen.
Oh.
I'm telling you, but, you know, hold on, because we speak of all the things that we should do and how we, you know, we're going through, and I'm sure each of us could give put in the pot on, you know, things that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But our testimony is that God is faithful. God has been faithful, as the sister said, every day. Every day,
hallelujah.
He's faithful. We have woke up. We're able to come together with breath and voice.
Mm.
So, amen, and a sound mind, a mind to serve him. So that's a blessing in itself. But I just want to share with you something the Lord gave me, woke me up,
go right
and
ahead.
Told to me, he up me about. And I hope this encourages everyone that's going through, because sometimes we forget that we are called. I think that was that last week you had purpose, Sister Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
Sister Ruby, was that last week?
What was it?
A week before last that you were talking about purpose.
Oh, yeah, that was week before last.
All right, well,
purpose.
Let's not
yeah.
forget that we all are called, not for our own purpose, but
come
for
on.
His purpose. Amen. Mm. So I'm going to read this right quick and then turn it back over to Sister Ruby. It's so good to hear your
right
voice. On
is,
amen.
We miss you, Evangelist Joshua.
Well,
you
I'm
all
back.
Don't, many of you all don't know her, but she is a master teacher, and she started on this journey with us, and she's still a part of this family, but, you know, you have obligations with children and grandchildren,
yes,
so she's not able to be on here like she once was, but we love her, and you're talking about a teacher. This woman is, she has a gift, a gift from God.
Okay,
so
amen.
We're so good, happy to hear your voice today, Dad.
Good to hear yours, and I'm going to read to you quickly what the Lord has, I've been studying on and the Lord has given me. But I want to remind you that we choose to serve the Lord. So I'm going to read from Hebrews 11:25-27 right quick. It says, choosing rather to suffer affliction.
Come on.
With the people of God. Remember that Moses, that God had a conversation with him.
Mm.
And Moses tried to negotiate out of it. But remember what God told him, that we are called for God's purpose. He had a purpose for calling Moses. So choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. This esteeming, this is what we're to do, esteeming the reproach of Christ.
Oh.
We should be, yes, we're going through. Yes, it doesn't feel good. He said there's no, these things don't, they don't feel good. They're grievous to us. But he said to esteem that reproach of Christ greater than the riches, than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect. Do we respect? That God will be faithful and that he knows what we're going through.
Wow.
Do we respect that God's with us and that he's going to bring us through it? For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
My.
This is the one that got me, and it's the latter end that really stuck with me. So by faith, how do we get faith? Faith comes by what you hear.
Hearing.
Is that what the scripture said?
Yes,
so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God.
The word of God.
So by faith, he forsook. God talked to him and gave him promises and gave him, equipped him, and he told him, he said, told him what his purpose was. So by faith he forsook Egypt, not wrath of the king, for this is the part that got me, Sister Adrian. For he endured.
Endured. We even said that several times today. Endured.
For he endured. And how did he endure? As seeing him who is invisible.
Who is invisible, my God.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We endure as seeing God with us, even though he's invisible to us.
He's
God bless you. God bless everyone on the line.
Woo, that's what now you didn't stand at something, Evangelist Joshua. Hallelujah. You're going to have to come back, give us a day, and come teach this. This was good. Hallelujah. Woo! Choosing rather. And that's what we were pretty much expounding on today.
Yes.
We have to be witnesses. We
yes.
have to choose we had one of our subject matters was the choice is yours.
Come on now.
He Moses, he chose.
Yes.
To suffer the affliction of God. He could have stayed in Pharaoh's house.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been raised. He could have been the next heir. But he chose to return to his people. He chose to suffer the affliction with the people of God.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's a word. That's a word, Evangelist Joshua. Thank you. We are witnesses to Christ, for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Anybody else left? Lord, y'all have stirred me up today. See, this will make you get in the word. See, when you hear things like this, this will make you want to get in your Bible. Sometimes you don't even want to move. Lord, wait. Then you start researching and studying, and you go on from Genesis to Revelation. Lord, what else are you trying to say today? Glory to God. Sister Ruby, back to you.
We have a 323-823.
Thank you, Evangelist Joshua.
Oh. 323-8237. Your line is open.
That's out of Los Angeles. That's a Los Angeles number.
I am listening. Because someone gave me this number, I didn't know, I didn't intend to get on the line. Praise God. This is the first time listener. Who are you speaking to?
Yes.
Anya Crockett.
Anya. Oh, this is Sister Angel, Sister Anya. Who gave you that number? A lady, probably.
Elder Singleton.
Elder Singleton gave you the number?
Elder Singleton, I just got off the phone with him and I was talking with him, and he said, you can call this number and listen in. Tell me what you think about it. So I just called to listen. And it is a blessing. I have enjoyed all that I've heard, and it is truly, truly a blessing.
Wow, it is a blessing to
know,
hear your name.
I didn't know I was on an open line. I thought I was just eavesdropping. But I praise God for the message, for the prayers. It is truly, truly a blessing. I had not experienced this before. I know I will be calling back here. But I thank God for it.
Amen, amen. Well, we're just so happy to have you. I'm going to have to call Winnie and tell him thank you. This is Sister Anya Crockett. We all were baptized and saved under Elder Singleton's father, which is my cousin, Bishop Winston Singleton, out of Los Angeles. This is Sister Adrian Bernard. Did he tell you it was mine?
He did.
He did.
He told me it was your program, and he said, "Listen to it. Tell me what you think." He said I think he has spoken on your program before.
Yeah, he's a regular on our line.
Yeah, and he said, "Just call it. You don't have to say nothing. Just listen." Well, he didn't tell me my line was open, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, we see the numbers, and we just call on the callers that call in and give them an opportunity to tell us how they heard about the broadcast or if they want to comment. Sometimes people decide to remain silent, and they can. But those that want to acknowledge and let us know who they are, you know, we give them that leeway.
When the other lady started the number 323 and the ending number is mine,
right?
Okay, that's fine. How she know my number?
We have a switchboard when the callers call in, we can see their numbers on the switchboard, so we don't give out their full telephone numbers, and we just give out the area code and the last four, you know, and kind of keep it private.
All things work together for the good.
Say that.
all things work together for the good.
Wow.
I thank God. I'm so glad I did call.
Yes.
And I'm glad I got an opportunity to hear you and even speak to you. Because it's been
many years.
Many years. Yes.
Now, are you still in Los Angeles?
I'm still in Los Angeles. Still
okay.
at Greater Bethlehem Temple.
The first thing, when I heard your name, the first name came to my mind was Earlene, Evangelist Cummins, because she come on our line, too. I said, well, maybe Evangelist Cummins good, but you said Winnie. I'm going to say, all right, Winnie.
Yes. Yeah, I just
That's
love him.
Blessing.
He has
blessing.
Blessed me tremendously.
Wow.
As a minister, as a brother in Christ, he is a blessing, and he is so wise for a young man.
Yes.
I thank God
yes.
for him. I really thank God. And like I tell him, I'm willing to do whatever I can do to see his vision manifest, even if it's licking envelopes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's
now,
the way
you know
I'm
you
got
to really love the Lord to settle for licking the envelope.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, like I was listening to the previous person was speaking and say, I choose to do whatever I can to serve the Lord, to help his ministry.
Wow.
I choose.
Well, we're just so grateful and thankful for you calling in. I tell you, it's such a blessing. We never know who God is going to allow to dial in. And, you know, we have first-time listeners all the time. So we just, when I heard your name, I said, wow.
Well, I'm a first-timer. And it won't be the last time. And I'm going to have to share this with some folks I know.
All right, well, do that. We certainly will be happy to have them. And we have some people on the line, Evangelist Joshua, Sister Ruby. They all have met Dr. Singleton. He comes to Stockton, and he is our headline speaker for our annual conference that we hold. Every year he comes up to Stockton, so they, you know, he's not a stranger to this broadcast, and some of them have met him in person. And anybody that meet Dr. Singleton, even Sister Cammie and Sister Albertine, they live in Woodland Hills. And we were there in, what was that, May? And they had an opportunity to meet him live after, we, you know, everybody hear him on the line. So we always requesting his service on this line. He's a great man of God with so much wisdom and so much love for the people of God.
You can't help but love him.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I've enjoyed my conversation.
We appreciate you calling in, though. And invite others to call in. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. This is like a two-hour window broadcasting, and then we have a few minutes over. It looked like we went a little bit over the day, but that's all right. You can go back. We want everyone to know that you can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages in their entirety. We have all, even Dr. Singleton, you know, you can look on Blog Talk Radio and you'll be able to see the speakers that are speaking each and every day. Tomorrow is Provoke Fridays, so we certainly want you to tune in. We have Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke the Purpose Ministry, and he does our teaching every Friday. And I tell you, if you never heard this man of God, I dare you to call in tomorrow. You will be blessed. Amen. So we're going to Sister Ruby. Thank you again, Sister Anya, for calling in. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, Sister
Bye-bye.
Ruby.
Oh, praise
Sister
the Lord.
Ruby?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, then. I think Sister T gave a testimony already, right?
Amen. So we'll have final remarks from Sister Ruby. She's manning the switchboard for us, and we appreciate it. So, Sister Ruby, did you want to testify?
Well, I just say a little thing. I'm not going to hold up the service because we on recording. But I just thank Jesus Christ for everybody's testimony and praise report and coming on the broadcast as Jesus
Lord
Christ. And I just thank for understanding what the gospel is all about. I praise him and love him because I was lost. And one day he found me, the man from Nazarene. He found me. Jesus Christ found me. And I didn't know, this is a little testimony, and I didn't know that I was bought. I was paid for with a price because I felt like anything I'd done to my body, it was my business and wasn't nobody else's. And I was just going to that's what you think when you're in the world, you know, in darkness,
yes.
When you're not in a church or never been saved or reading the word or dependent on Jesus Christ to lead and guide you. But he found me, and I said, Lord, I was different things, different marriages, breaking up and living with a man. And I'm saying, Lord, if you save me from this, I'll serve you. And then I told him, no. If you save me and release me from this life, I'll truly serve you. And he released me. And then I thought I was going into church to this to go on Sunday, and that was about the extent of it. But my surprise, the Lord had me where he was going to save me, fill me with the Holy Ghost, and give me work in his kingdom. And I said, Lord, you know, I thank you because I learned, because I was older. I think when he saved me, I was in my 50s, and, you know, for me, my mind don't sponge like young people, you know, and I'm sitting up here with saints 25, 30 years old, but it's okay, because he changed my life from a sinner to a saint, just like he done Saul's name from Saul to Paul. So I said, Lord, I thank you. And not only that, he taught me and he trained me to be a witness for him. And when this came up, witness all week, I said, Lord, you know, I got to say something or tell or do something about this because he's been so good to me. He has allowed me on them sidewalk, grocery store, everywhere I go. He has given me tracks to make, Evangelist Joshua and I made them. But when I was in the Bay Area, I was always going. I said, Lord, if you really tell me to go do this, I want to pick up your people, whether I have to drive to Los Angeles to bring them back. But, Lord Jesus, I want keep my car running and full of gas that I won't have to ask a person for a dollar. I say, Lord, you know what? He's been faithful. He's been so faithful. And I say, Lord, I'm completely saved from men. You know what he gave me? Men's ministry. I said, Lord, he said, you bring them to me, not to you. I said, Lord, I truly thank you. Hallelujah, that he gave me that men's ministry to go out and witness and go get his precious people that he's saving. And not only that, everywhere I went to church or transferred, the pastor would come up and say, I know you got a witness ministry. And I'm saying, Lord, how they know? I just sat up in the building in this one But the signs will follow you, and you can be a witness when Jesus Christ gives it to you. And I thank him so much. So as I was saying, I'm not going to go in because it takes forever, but I wanted to close on this one. I said I got evicted from the church, not of my being, but because they felt like that's what they needed to do and complete the test or whatever they done.
Lord Jesus.
God have mercy. No, I have to tell this event, but they got until I got evicted all over Stockton everywhere. But I'm going to tell it one more time. And I was witnessing. I had set up the witness team and manual and out there working, you know, 2-3 times a week. Every third Saturday we would go out as a church. And I say, Lord, have mercy. I've been evicted. I can't go out there and witness because I don't have nowhere to take the people. So I'm sick inside because I know that he gave me that ministry of witnessing for Jesus Christ, not Buddha, not for Muhammad, not for anyone but Jesus Christ. And I said, Lord, I got to get out here. I'm stuck. I can't go nowhere. I mean, you know, you're evicted, and you're saying, where am I going? I'm not going to go anywhere. I have to be led of Jesus Christ. So I met Evangelist Bernard at the church we were at, and the Lord opened up her ministry to come on this broadcast. And you know what? He blessed me because I didn't know the ins and outs of the what you call this thing, the switchboard and the switchboard. And I say, Lord, I got to work somewhere where your people can hear, or I got to witness, I got to do something. And you know what? He blessed me. Even though I'm not where I need to be in a body, you know, in a church building, I say, Lord, I got to do something. And he sent you to have me to open up this switchboard and teach. And I say, Lord, I thank you because this is a witness tool on this Block Talk Radio, because it not only go all over the United States, it go all over the world. And I say, Lord, thank you, because I feel almost complete, but I got to get back to the highway and hedges, and I got to tell them about Jesus. He saved. Man from Galilee, because he saved my sin sick soul and set me free. Hallelujah. I would leave that with y'all. The blessing is all in my bones. I say, with Jesus in your bones, I say, Lord, I thank you for this witness ministry. It's a ministry. You got to witness the grocery store, the hospital, the dope house, the prostitute, wherever the Lord opened up an avenue, you got to get there and say, in Jesus' name, this is what he done for me. And he's no respecter of person. If he's done it for me, pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Gotta take the simple things and confound the wise. Amen. We just thank God for all of you all. I tell you, we have had a glorious time on this line today. Bless the Lord for you. Is anybody left? Sister Ruby can close us out with prayer, and then we're going to get on off. We just thank God for each and every one of you all. Thank God for our first-time listeners, Sister Anya Crockett, and even our minister, Maine. God bless you, man of God. So we just thank God for you. Is it anybody that can close us out with the word of prayer? Don't say it enough.
Sister Albertine?
Yes, Sister Albertine can close us out.
Sister Albertine, she's not.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Time
of the day. Glory to God.
Will somebody else close?
Sister Albertine?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm sorry. I wanted
you to close out with prayer.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, and we continue to glorify your holy name. Lord, you said all things. You said not one thing, not two, but you said ask in my name, and it shall be given. Father God, we just want to continue to ask that you just lift us up, guide us, you be with us, you direct us, you keep us in perfect peace, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Be with us, be with Sister Ruby and Evangelist Bernard and the new caller who came on, and God bless him, Father God, and bless him and his family and all the things that he's been asking for and praying for, Father God. We ask him to move in his spirit and move in his finances.
Hallelujah.
The things that you've been asking for, that he's been asking for, Father God. Lord, I just thank you and I glorify your holy name. I thank you, Father God, for just the opportunity to be able to walk and talk. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to just read your word and minister and give a person a word. I thank you, Father God, for just being who you are and being God in us. I thank you, Father God, for just giving us the will to get up every morning, Father God, and just giving us the light and the joy to be able to spread the word and just to say your name, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for being with us and keeping us and protecting us and guiding us.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Father God, for just your name and your love.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father, for just protecting our children, Father God, as they go back to school, Father God. Be with our children as they make it back to school, Father God. And
thank
I thank you,
Lord.
Father God, for just newness. Thank you for blessing
yes,
us.
God. Yes, God.
Father God. Thank you for making ways out of no way, Father God.
Oh, yes, God.
Opening up doors
Hallelujah.
That normally need to be shut, Father God, and shutting those that need to be closed. We say hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and
thank
we glorify
you,
your
Jesus.
Holy name. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with things that we just don't deserve, Father God, but you bless us anyway. And we thank you, Lord. We uplift you. We thank you for guiding us. Thank you for keeping us. And thank you for being with us. And we glorify
your
holy, holy name. We say holy, Father. We say holy.
Holy!
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
We bless you,
Yeshua. Elohim
Ochlala in Nurash. Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. We glorify you.
Oh, glory to your name, God.
Glory to your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
One more day. Tomorrow is not promised, Father, but we thank you. We thank you in advance.
Thank you, Jesus.
We trust and we believe you. And we glorify you in Jesus' holy, holy name.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We'll see you all tomorrow. Please join us. For Provoke Fridays, even the first-time listeners, invite somebody to come out, come on tomorrow to hear this word we're still talking about. We are witnesses, and we add it for Jesus Christ. God bless you, Sister Ruby. If you want to play a song, you can. If not, you can close the song out. Have a blessed day.
our hands to the Father right now. Everybody, just lift your voice and just sing it. Come on.
How great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God? How great.
One more time. Just raise your hands as high as you can in this place. Everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great.
That's How Great Is Our God with Jonathan Nelson. We thank Refuge 1827 for being on the chat room today. We thank you, love you, and have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll hear from you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. for Provoke Friday with Pastor Hamilton. Amen. We're closing out now.